So the mini series that is Evolution of an HVAC Business does not usually involve an interview. This time it does, and I think it's probably best to include interviews in a podcast series such as this. So I have my friend Ryan Hashay from Hashay Marketing, and what we're going to talk about is marketing your HVAC mechanical plumbing business, whatever kind of business you're running here in the skilled trades in 2024. It's a lot different than marketing your business in 1980. Word of mouth is still very strong, but we're going to talk about how Google Maps and reviews really help you get noticed online. Okay. Why it's important to get reviews, respond to reviews, and be showing up on that map deck in Google. Ryan is also going to offer you a mini session with him for free to see where you're at within the Google space and maybe strategize on ways you can get seen more, right? That's the goal, to get seen more in your local area. We're going to talk to Ryan about this on this episode, guys. Look for the link in the podcast summary if you want to check out Ryan and the free session afterwards. But we're going to have this discussion, guys. It's a good one. This is the HVAC Know It All podcast. I'm your host, Gary McCready. This podcast series is sponsored by Jobber. It is the CRM tool that I am using to run McCready HVAC and refrigeration services. I can invoice, I can quote, I can keep track of money, I can schedule. It's an all-in-one tool that links to QuickBooks, and it also links to my bookkeeper, which is great, just for viewing purposes, so they can keep track of everything. So if you guys want to save some money, there's a savings with the link, and there's a 14-day free trial. Just look for the link in the podcast summary if you want to check it out.
Welcome to the HVAC Know It All podcast. Recorded from a basement somewhere in Toronto, Canada. Your host and HVAC tech, Gary McCready, will take you on a deep dive into the industry, discussing all things HVAC, from storytelling to technical discussion. Enjoy the show.
All right, Ryan. So, marketing in 2024, I mean, we could have this conversation about any business, but we are blue collar here, HVAC, plumbing, electrical. I don't know if plumbers and electricians listen to my podcast, but if they do, that's awesome. But let's talk about marketing in today's
Sure.
age. It's not, I mean, there's still the old word of mouth. It still works. It's still a valid way to get your business known. But everybody's online these days. Everybody's on a phone or a device. You know what I mean? They go for a break, they sit down, they have a poop, they're scrolling through their phone, and whatever hits them, or reviews, or if they want like a new furnace, they want an AC, they're looking for a contractor, they're going to go search it up, and then they're going to see what's in front of them, and they're going to look at reviews and stuff like that too. And there's a lot of moving parts to this: reviews, SEO, social media, how to target. Like, this is not the world that I live in, it's the world you live in. I've implemented some of these strategies myself, but I'm not an expert at it. So let's talk about in 2024 some strategies or ways that we can market our
Well,
business.
I think you hit the nail on the head right away. And, all of the old school methods are still the tried and true ways of doing things. It's just a different modality now, right? Like you mentioned reviews. Back in the day, we used to, have Yellow Pages ads, and we used to, rely on sort of boots on the ground, local stuff that still all works. You just want to augment that in a different modality with the internet, right? And
Yeah.
today's day and age is not any different, with internet related stuff. But in 2024, reviews are huge, right? Like that's the forward facing first thing that your prospects are looking at. Just think about like when you're buying something on Amazon, right? Like you're literally looking at a review for every little thing that you buy. It's no different when you're looking for a contract service-based business.
Okay. So let me ask you this, because I've seen some reviews. I was looking for an electrician, right? Just to help me on a job. And I was looking at local electricians. I'm not going to name names, but it seemed like they had a lot of bad reviews. And when there's a bad review, if it's a one star, I read what the comment says, if there's a comment, because sometimes the comment is like, what? This person like actually took their time to give this person a bad review because they showed up 2 minutes late, or when the person walked in the door, they didn't pet their dog. Like, stuff like that really bothers me. And it really can bring down a business when you have a negative review that's based on these things that really don't matter about the scope of the work. But what I did find with this one company is they were arguing back with everybody that gave them a review, right? It wasn't, oh, I'm sorry, next time we will pet your dog, like for an example. You know what I mean? It was argumentative. And I'm like, I would never call that company, because it seems like they don't want to better themselves, even though the review might be not the greatest and it shouldn't have been there in the first place. It's like, just suck it up, respond like a professional and say, you know what? I'm sorry. I was having a bad day that day and I forgot to bend down and pet your dog, but next visit, I will make a conscious effort to do that. Just that would be the response that I'd want to see there, right? Just to be a professional about it. Now, what do you think about the way people respond to negative reviews? Do you think that's really important?
I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, most things that I see out there right now is that they're just not responding at all, right? Like, you described like kind of the worst case scenario. Mm-hmm. But the majority is just like a ghost town, right? Like they're working their business, right? Usually I see this with, you know, smaller businesses, but it's usually just no response at all. And that, mm-hmm. that can be even worse. I mean, maybe not worse than fighting with people. That's just, that reminds me of the kitchen nightmares or something like that when you have a really bad restaurant owner or something like that. But yeah, absolutely don't do that. But it's super important, and you just illustrated that, to reply to every review that you get. Because people are not just reading the review, but they're reading how the company reacts to every review, because that tells an even bigger picture about the company and what, you know, how much they care. Mm-hmm. Right? If you go to a listing that has every single review is replied to and they're thankful for every review that they get, and they're consciously making an effort to improve anytime they get negative reviews, that goes a long way. And it goes a long way for Google as well, for showing your listing at the top. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've learned a lot about implementing internet strategies with a website that is strategized for good SEO, search engine optimization. For those of you that don't know what SEO is, anybody that wants to go into business for themselves, or anybody, sorry, I got some, all this coffee I'm drinking is giving me a little bit of gas, and I thought I had to burp there. Anyway, any of the new business owners that don't know how to implement strategy online and are struggling to find a customer base should really start to research about it, really start to talk to people that are able to help them, get into some Facebook groups or social media groups where they talk about online strategies for marketing, because it really, really does help. Now, you're going to offer a link that goes to like a free audit. Maybe explain that and we'll get to that later. Like we'll talk about that later, but what are you going to offer them? And we'll talk about it in a minute, how more in depth it is.
Okay. Well, let's just start by explaining, you know, you brought up SEO, mm-hmm. And 2024, especially for local businesses.
Yeah.
SEO, for, you know, when you think about it as ranking your actual website, you know, at the top of search engines, you're kind of competing with the whole, you know, the whole world, not just your local area. And I think there's a huge opportunity right now for SEO in a different way. If you think about it as, instead of ranking your website at the top, think about it as ranking your Google listing at the top, because they have a great piece of real estate on Google now that highlights the local listings, and it's specific and it only comes up for local businesses, right? So this is built specifically to give local businesses a way to, you know, sort of rank based on location. and actually compete in their local area. And that's kind of where the local listing comes into play. And I would recommend that if you're a small business in a local area, that you focus your energy on ranking that listing as opposed to focusing energy on ranking your website, because you're playing a different game.
Yeah.
It's a much easier game to win at your local area. And at the end of the day, that's who you can serve anyway. So you might as well win at that.
At the end of the day, here's where I'm at. Okay. When I started the business, all of my marketing was focused on the local area, because I'm like, if I can work 5 minutes, 10 minutes from home, that would be beautiful. Right. And there were some jobs I did in the summer where I slept in 7:30, 7:45, came downstairs, had a coffee. I couldn't actually be at the place or the home till 8:30, 9 o'clock, when everybody's kind of waking up and getting ready. Cause a lot of people are working from home these days. So people are not getting online till 9 or whatever. And they're like, yeah, come by at 8:30. Cause I'll be up and ready. And it's half an hour before. So it allows me to sleep in. I hop in my truck and I drive 5 minutes down the road and I'm like, this is beautiful. So to work in your local area, it's not just about having work. It's about working close to home. And your drive to work is not very long. Your drive home is not very long. And it just makes for a better all-around experience in a day when you can do that. So what I found is that for me, I don't like to do residential work. I've discovered this. For certain people I do, but for certain people I don't, because some residents are very poorly maintained, and you go into the basement, there's like 5 or 6 different kitty litters around. And I mean, I don't like to go into those homes. So I've started to be a little bit more pickier on what I will put myself into. If it's a residential customer that is taking care of their home, their mechanical space is clean and there's space in there and they're not hoarders, then 100% it's a right fit for me. I've just gotten pickier because of the local listings that have helped me get more business in my area. The phone rings almost every day with someone local. And now I'm going through a process of questions, right, to try to get to know who the customer is and sort of what their budgets are, what they want to do. Are these guys going to stiff me on or haggle with me on price? Because you kind of get an indication if you ask the right questions. And I'm not going to get into that right now.
Well, I wanted to make the point that's the beauty that you get to afford once you have a steady amount of inquiries.
That's right.
Coming in.
And
right?
I was gonna get there too. It's nice to say you have enough calls coming in, and it's nice to say no to the ones you don't want and yes to the ones you do want. And that's what targeting locally will get you, right?
Yeah, and just having a steady flow of inquiries coming in where you can start to be selective. And in your case, you kind of migrated away from local and you got noticed and you had a good reputation, and now you're moving into more commercial stuff and you have contracts there that are much more predictable and steady, and you essentially don't need to be generating all the residential stuff, from what I understand.
Yeah, but that's preference to me, because I spent a lifetime in commercial and that's where I'm comfortable. But a lot of people love residential work. They love it. And I mean, if you stay, for me, I'm in a small town. So for me locally, most of the time the phone rings, it's going to be residential. It's just the way it is, because there's not a lot of commercial spaces in my area. But if you live in a well-populated, built-up area, you can promote yourself locally and have a ton of commercial stuff coming in as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So tell me about why reviews are important and how you go about getting reviews. And tell me about, because we talked on the phone about this thing that you sort of generated that allows you to take your good reviews, put them on, I might be saying this wrong, put them on Google, but if it's a bad review, you can kind of look at it first and decide, like, explain the review thing, why it's important first, and sort of that tool that you were telling me about and how it's going to benefit the business owner.
Sure. Yeah. So essentially the number one reason that you want to do this is, well, there's two major reasons. The number one reason is that you want a forward-facing listing that shows you how reputable you are, right? It shows that you care about your customer. It shows that other customers had great experiences with you. I feel like we all understand that piece of it. But the other benefit of having a really optimized local listing is that Google will recognize that, and it will make your listing preference, right? It'll give you traffic that you don't have to pay for, right? It's organic eyeballs on your business that directly go right into your website, or they can call you right from the listing, right? So that's the number one reason why you want to do it. The main reason why most people don't optimize their listing is because it does take time, right? And one of those things is, you know, I'm a busy business owner. I don't want to respond to every review, even though I know that's how you do it, right? I don't want to take, you know, the time to go get a new review, because that also takes time, right? Asking mm-hmm. for reviews is tough for a small business to implement that into their process and make sure that they're doing it in a systematic way. Because the way that you increase your reviews on your local listing is by reaching out to people in a systematic way, like clockwork. So you don't just willy-nilly, you know, hey, you know, I think about it, I ask somebody for one. You build a system in your business and you execute it every time. That's how you build reviews. And what we offer is a system to be able to do that, not only collect the reviews and do the outreach part, but we also mitigate, and this is, you know, part of the process, mitigating negative reviews by letting their voice be heard in a private setting prior to getting the actual review on Google. So we essentially ask them, you know, to rate us, and then we ask them for a review. And we always leave it open for them to leave a review no matter what, whether they had a bad experience or not. But we give them the opportunity to vent, and we respond to that negativity, that negative feedback, in an excellent way, right? So that they feel like they're heard, and hopefully they don't continue through and give us a bad review. That process alone mitigates your bad reviews and inflates your good reviews without gating them, which is kind of against the policy of Google.
Yeah, that's right. It is.
So. Right. So you don't want to, like, flat out only allow the people that give you 4 and 5 star reviews to give you a review, or that's against the policy mm-hmm. of Google. But you can do it in a way that has integrity, right?
Yeah.
And it's the easiest way to do it is just to be a great business that responds and cares, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And here's the thing that I'm gonna say, and I'm not putting my foot in my mouth by saying this, but right now, as it stands, my company doesn't have that many reviews. It's like, I think you told me what it was when we talked on the phone the other day. I think it was 5 Google and like 14 or 15 Facebook. And I believe they're all 5 star, but here's the thing about 5 star reviews. At times it can look sketchy, because it can look like you're getting all your buddies and stuff to go give reviews and they're all 5 star. Can it look sketchy if all your reviews are 5 instead of like your collective is like maybe like 4.6 or 4.7, because a couple of people have left honest reviews. What do you think about that? All 5 star reviews, can it look sketchy to someone looking at it?
I guess it could. But there's always going to be those 5 star reviews that have some feedback in there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when you get into the high numbers, it's just the law of the numbers. Like, somebody is going to give some feedback, just because that's in their nature not to give 5 stars, even though they're not thinking about how does this affect the business when I post it. you're always going to have, like, even in your 4-star reviews, you're going to have some feedback in there, and how you handle that feedback and how you respond to that feedback is going to shine through and really take any sketchiness away from having a 5-star rating. Because even if you have a few 4s in there, even a 3 here and there, you can get it to a 5-star rating, and that's where you want it to be. So you don't want to worry about being sketchy at 5 stars, because that's the goal.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, I know what you're saying about the 4-star thing, because some people, they just can't, they need absolute perfection before they give a 5-star review. Because, and
but
I know
that's only
this.
A fraction of people. So
yeah. And I know this from looking. So I have a podcast review that somebody gave me on Spotify or Apple. I can't remember which platform it was. And they said, so they gave me a 4-star review. They said, oh, great podcast, learn a lot. But I keep buying all these goddamn tools because I'm talking about tools and stuff on the podcast. So they gave me a 4-star review because they went out and made the decision to buy the tools that I talk about. So it's all positive, but they didn't give me 5 because they were spending their own money on tools. So you know what I mean? You have to take that part and parcel that, hey, that person's giving you a positive review, but they might be someone that you need absolute perfection to give 5. That's just the person they are, like you said.
Yeah. And it all comes back to like how you handle it. Like, you just got to play the card you're dealt when it comes to the review, and you've got to respond in a professional manner. And we've got some cool tools that help with that, right? We like I was telling you, we automate, and semi-automate that process so that, your reviews are responded to, professionally, and you don't have to worry about it, right? So that's one of the things that we offer.
Yeah. Okay. So tell us about the link that we're going to leave in the summary that allows the audience here to go and give themselves, or you're going to audit them through. Tell us about.
Yeah. So basically, we're just going to give a free audit to anyone who wants to look at where they stand with their listing. So the first step is, you know, where is my listing at? Like, what shape am I in? How do I compare to my competitors? And am I showing up at the top of the map pack, which is the ideal situation? So am I losing all of the opportunities of people finding me? Because the top of the map pack gets 80% of the clicks, right?
Tell us what map pack is, because some people might not understand.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you search on Google for a local business, you'll see the listings, the local listings that are integrated with Google Maps. So based on your location, it'll show your business in that search result at the top in a nice, like, different sort of format instead of like the normal, you know, you have the ads and then you have the map section, which shows all the local businesses. And then you have, you know, regular Google listings below that. So. Okay. A ton of clicks are going to that map pack for local search, and people have come to just go there specifically for that, right? If I'm looking for a local business, I go to Google and expect that pack to come up so I can see reviews instantly for what are the top businesses in my location, so I can make a quick decision on who I want to reach out to first. And that's what I mean by the map pack. If you're not in that pack, you're not even being thought of in that process.
Yeah. Okay. So can I blast that link on social media too? Like how many people can this link handle coming through? As many as it wants?
Yep. So it's basically a free, like, you just basically are going to fill out some basic info with your address of your business and your business name. And we're going to use that to go generate a report and then send it to you.
Amazing. That's pretty cool. Yeah. I'm going to try it myself too and see where I stand. I mean, my phone, I've had to, so this is the other thing that I want to tell people. Creating, and I've talked about this 1,000 times, and I'm going to reiterate again, how important it is having good positive, solid content on social media surrounding your business is going to get you seen by so many people. And something interesting I found out, Ryan, is that I found this out by making a TikTok post and then going to Google and Googling HVAC podcast. Okay. So in TikTok, I put out like a video or a meme or something to music, and it was just a static image, right? And I just said in the caption of TikTok, a lot of people don't read the captions, but apparently Google is reading the captions with their spider or whatever it's called. I wrote, subscribe to the HVAC Know-It-All podcast in sort of the summary of the TikTok post. And I go a couple of months later and I Google HVAC podcast. And when you scroll down, it says there's a section there that says short videos, and all the short videos are my TikTok posts that I wrote the words HVAC Know-It-All podcast in. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So, I mean, Google sees all of this stuff. So the captions need to be written in a way too, in anything you do, website, blog, social media content, make sure your captions are written strong and make sure they're search engine optimized, because Google's looking at everything, man. And they're crawling through all this content and website pages and stuff like that. And it all matters. So, I mean, I want to thank you for this link that everybody can go try out. I'm going to test it myself. But if you want to throw anything else in, as far as marketing goes with reviews and social media, SEO and all that, now is the time, and then we'll kind of end it off.
I basically just want to end on the fact that, and you kind of mentioned social media posting and stuff like that. I see a lot of people doing a lot of putting a lot of energy into that type of stuff. And I see people that are posting consistently on social media, and then they have a Google listing that is unclaimed. Right. And
okay.
I want to reiterate the fact that the opportunity for eyeballs on people that are actively searching for what you offer, is right there. And I think that's the lowest hanging fruit for you to check off your list. And I don't want you to stop posting on social media, but I want you to check this off your list first, because yeah, it'll get you way more eyeballs from the right people.
Correct.
And it's going to be way less effort to get you in front of those people.
Yeah.
And when I do these audits and I see this stuff, I want to tell everyone, you know, just go do that, because it's going to get them results quick.
Yeah. And just so everybody knows, Ryan's a fabulous guitar player and singer, right? Maybe you should implement that into your marketing as well. Hey guys, it seems that my audience likes alternative rock, maybe some hip hop, but you do alternative rock on the guitar.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think they'd probably enjoy that. If you greet them as they pop into the free audit, you playing guitar and singing. I'm just kidding. Anyway, man. Yeah, Ryan, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the offer to the audience. And just give the audience maybe a 2-second background check on yourself. And like, you own your own marketing company. You, like, we didn't just, yeah. Yeah, you didn't just been, start I've... talking out of nowhere. Like, hey, I got this idea. You are in marketing, and that's what you do professionally.
Yeah, I've been in this business for 20 years plus. Started out in tech and kind of built marketing software. And then from there, intertwined between tech and marketing, and, you know, been in this space for quite a while now.
Cool. All right, man. Well, I will blast this out, this link out, and we'll see how it goes for you, man. But I appreciate the fact that you brought this idea to me, and I always like helping my audience. So if they can get a free audit, find out where they are, where they're at, and there's some help down the road that they can get from you, then that's, yep, that's all that matters.
Hope you enjoyed the show. Follow HVAC Know-It-All on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, Twitter, LinkedIn, and anywhere else Gary feels like popping up. This has been a Two Smokes and a Coffee production.